and we'll move from one expert to another. This guy is an expert in carp fishing, the country's premier carp angler. I know he'll come on and say, oh, shucks, by golly, not me. His name is Len Purdick. I've had the pleasure of working with Len the last few years on the Carp Cup, the Fishing Canada Carp Cup. He's been a carp specialist in this country for almost 20 years, and he hits every single spot that is fishable for carp from the Welland Canal all the way down to Quebec. Our good friend Len Purdick joins us. Good morning, Len.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How you doing, buddy? How's it
good,
going?
Good.
Good, good, good. Y'all pumped?
No.
No, so you never get pumped. You're one of those guys, like, you just behoove me.
He's always the same, like, you know, I am happy right now.
Yeah, like, there could be an 18-wheeler coming down on land. He could be standing in the middle of the road, and the 18-wheeler is, like, 20 feet away, and you could have a conversation with Len.
It's coming for me.
Yeah. You're crazy, Matt. You're crazy. I've seen you with humongous carp at the end of your line, and like it's like you're sitting in your living room having tea, for God's sakes. Come on! The carp cup is upon us, my friend.
It's never too high, never too low.
Oh, there you go. Talk to Mike Babcock about that. Maybe that's a lesson he should learn. Eh?
I know.
Anyways, so I said the tournament's 2 weeks away, full field and waiting list. This might be, hey, listen, I just thought about something the other day. This might be the only fishing tournament in the country that has a waiting list.
Which,
you know that?
Amazing.
That is absolutely amazing. It's fantastic. Because to me, it says people are starting to see what we see in this wonderful creature called carp. I mean, they're absolutely amazing, and people don't even know they're there. I talked earlier on about going down to Toronto Islands this weekend and doing some fishing for panfish and stuff, but I also mentioned carp. Don't forget carp. What a wonderful place that is. I know you're very familiar with the Toronto Islands itself, Len.
Yep. Yes, I am, and it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, tell folks a little bit about the fishing opportunities there.
The fishing opportunities there are amazing. Yeah. Because you can take a ferry across, you can walk the park. The park is lively. It's full of attractions. It's full of beautiful scenery. And you can find carp pretty much in all the canals, all the ponds, and on the lake sides of the island. So you can pretty much set up anywhere and fish anywhere and be part of the island. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best part. You don't have to drive 100 miles. Hey, Len, sit tight for a minute with me, buddy. I got to take a quick break. More journal after this. Touch your deer, go away.
Jimmy Houston here from Jimmy Houston Outdoors. You know, when I'm not fishing, I'm listening to the Outdoor Journal radio show with Angelo Viola. Hey, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Steve Lavity, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis at the controls, keeping you honest this wonderful long weekend. Long weekend. Victoria Day long weekend.
I can't wait.
And I was laughing when I came in because Jimmy Houston, who does that bumper, is probably the most enthusiastic human being on the planet. I've been blessed with the opportunity to spend some time with him on several occasions, and I got to tell you, he is uplifting. Mr. Excitement. And the only reason I bring that up is because now I'm going to bust my buddy's chops here, who's on the line. Len Purdick on the line, Mr. Opposite. That's the only way you can say that. Sorry, Len. I had to do that.
That's okay. I'll bring you back.
I know you well. I know you will. So carp, and in particular, let's talk about the Carp Cup. Tell folks exactly what this thing is, would you please?
Sure. This is a tournament with a two angler team that will qualify for the World Champ Carp Classic in it's coming up in Italy, I believe, next year. So we will be sending the winning team directly to the Worlds. They have a free entry into the tournament, flights, and they win $5,000 on top of that to offset some cost.
Give folks a glimpse, you know, of the magnitude of the World Cup, because we really have no idea what tournament fishing. I mean, we have some great events here in yeah. Canada, but you know, tell folks about the World.
It's run by a great organization, and it hosts 37 countries, I believe, different countries.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a field of 120 teams from 37 different countries. And it just, it's like an Olympics. If people have never seen it and are interested to actually see it, you can YouTube it on World Carp Classic, and you will see the past events. And this is like flag bearing, you know, 37 countries. It's like a Olympic ceremony. It's 7 days long. And it's just an amazing event. It's something that we as North Americans have never experienced.
I had the pleasure of sampling a little bit of that this past October with my grandson, Nick. Him and I went to the World's Junior event by the same organization. And you know, the only word I keep telling people about, it's breathtaking. It is like the Olympics. It is incredible.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to downplay, but World Juniors was a little bit smaller scale than the Grand, the big one.
And I can't even imagine.
Had an unbelievable time with juniors, so you can just imagine what it would feel like to be at the Grand event.
And we need to bring one of those events here. And I've been saying that along with yourself and a couple of other people. We've been saying that for the last, I don't know, 5-10 years. We need to have one of those events here in Canada, and in particular here in Ontario, and in particular, I believe, in Toronto. We need to show the world the carp fishing opportunities that we have in this part of the planet. And I think a World Cup event in Toronto would just knock it out of the park, and people will realize we've had all these fish here and we didn't even know about them, and I better get out there and do some carp fishing. And that's what I'm so excited to be a part of, this opportunity to really make a significant announcement. Hopefully, because there's only one thing that's stopping us from holding a carp cup here, and I'm waiting. I was hoping I could tell you today, but I'm waiting. I'm hoping early next week we'll have some word that we will have knocked down the barrier that has kept us from holding and hosting one of these super incredible events in this country. So
don't say
stay
it.
Stay tuned for
don't
that.
Don't jinx it.
I won't.
Don't jinx it, yeah.
No. I won't. I'm good. I've got
this. I even get excited about something.
I can hear you smiling.
One of the things that I will get excited about.
Oh, it's fantastic, man. You and I are going to have finally have a drink together when that happens.
Oof, I can't do that. Well, I'll have pop. How's that?
There you go. In the meantime, we're preparing to head out to Long Sioux, where the Carp Cup, the Fishing Canada Carp Cup, will be held in 2 weeks. And I look forward to spending some time with you there, my friend.
Yeah, I just packed it out for our contestants, so we're ready to go.
How's the water level? We're good? Well, it doesn't matter there because they can raise it and lower it, right?
Yeah, no, they can't this year.
Oh.
Because it's about 4 foot higher than last year.
Oh, does that hurt any of our pegs?
No, actually, it improves the fishing out that way.
Oh, wow.
And improves some of the new pegs that we picked out because of the water level. So, unfortunately, what happens is the two dams, one is holding back Ontario, Lake Ontario. The other one is holding back from drowning Montreal.
Right. So we had the same problem last year.
No, last year, but our side was not as heavily flooded or high.
Right.
And we were, taking some water in. So we were much lower last year.
Okay, but this I remember year, Quebec was flooding...
Last year, Quebec was flooding, but we didn't have that much water. Now we have a lot of water. Lake Ontario is really high.
So we need to hold back.
Yep. So whatever we have over there at Long Sioux right now, it's pretty much going to stay for next few weeks. So
are you anticipating... Are you anticipating even better fishing than last year?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I love it. All right. All right, my friend. Listen, you have yourself a great long weekend, and we'll talk to you next week sometime, doing final preparations for the Fishing Canada Carp Cup coming up in 2 weeks at Long Sault.
Thank you very much. All right, guys.
Len Prittick, carp fishing expert and promoter, organizer, owner of the Canadian Carp Cup, of which we are proud to be attached to, and it's named after the Fishing Canada show. It's the Fishing Canada Carp Cup.